It's filling up now, so you need to call soon. 551-0225.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
And now a star is born. On February 6th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby Axl Rose. Axl Rose would grow up to become one of the biggest rockers of all time with hits like this one. Because it's also this guy's birthday. Rick Astley, A Star is Born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Republican-controlled Senate today voting to acquit President Trump on two articles of impeachment. Chief Justice of the United States John Roberts with the results of the first vote.
48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged.
The vote's mostly along party lines, with Republican Senator Mitt Romney voting to convict for abuse of power. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell discussing the trial after the acquittal.
And I think this was a thoroughly political exercise. From the beginning to the end.
The Senate trial marking just the third time in U.S. history that an American president has been impeached. Pete Buttigieg holding a slight lead over Bernie Sanders in the latest update of Monday's Iowa Democratic caucus results. Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and Amy Klobuchar rounding out the top five. America is listening to Fox News.
And remember,
February 5th is National Weather Person's Day. Most people today will be partly to mostly interested with a slight chance they'll acknowledge their local weather person. Taking a look at the 5-day, we'll see a lot of cool down and a total disinterest as we go through the weekend. Happy National Weather Person's Day. Now, here's Chuck with a look at sports.
And filling in for Chuck is Seth Spotlow.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
So I haven't even heard from Rosie on this one yet there, Chuck, but that big trade between the Dodgers and the Red Sox and the Angels and the Twins, as spring training gets ready to open, you can't beat that for excitement.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, just a couple more days until the season starts. Cannot wait.
He needs
Grayson,
to
gone. We want ball. We want ball.
I appreciate your effort, but
I am not Joey.
You're gonna have to sit with him and take some bull lessons from him.
I guess so, because he's
Joey.
That's your assignment. Help this young man develop into a top-notch sportscaster. It's 5:06. Now, it's raining steadily. We have had 0.3 of an inch at the house. this afternoon, but the big stuff is kind of unfortunately coming in late tonight. Could be at its peak ferocity around 4 o'clock in the morning. And understandably, yeah, there is a rather sizable thunderstorm cell that's moving in. As I predicted, as Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class, I'm allowed, that'll be coming in later this afternoon. So we've got a long way to go with this. Rich has said this is one of those rare 18-hour windows. He will likely be in the Rich Thomas Weather Center by the time I wake up tomorrow.
Yes.
Knowing him. And just a heads up to any of you who listen to Coast in the early hours, I may be here doing breaks during that show. We'll get most of it on, but there may be information of vital importance to get across, so...
You're probably a little bit more important than the Coast to Coast is sometimes. They get a little weird.
Well, I get, you know...
I like it.
I like to have fun with that show by dropping in...
Bombs.
Some accidental sidekicks. Sidekicks. Sound effects. Oh, my God.
No, accidental sidekicks was good.
That's me.
Help me, Lord. Help me.
Oh, good Lord. So... I want to thank everybody. It's really made her feel good to see all the nice comments on my Facebook page. I didn't want to go into great details. A situation that started very early this morning at 2 with a horrible digestive pain. So Roz was in the ER early, and thank God for a great family team of people that's helped. But I'm here... A, if you had seen what I had seen just after 9 o'clock this morning in the ER at Baptist East, it was packed with people wearing surgical masks.
Oh.
There's a lot of stuff going around. And I am not, you can tell if you listen, I am not 100% past my issues from the last weekend. So, but I am here because... This is where I was told to be by her.
Good man. Good man.
Yes, absolutely.
She understands. And
I hope she gets better, man, because I love her.
She will.
She's just the kindest woman I think I've ever met. She has such good mojo. I met her twice, and that second time, I was just like, oh, my goodness. I just want to give her a hug.
She also runs the Costco Blue Water Extension PR department. Because people go to her line if they want to get a message to me. It's like before she got sick, she said, hey, a lot of people are asking how you're doing with your pneumonia and all that. The picture of health.
You look good, man. You do.
Well, Delkin Tomlin said I didn't. Those are their friends, you know, honest. No, you really look a little crappy, Greg.
Dude, I'll tell you.
Dana said you look peaked. You look stressed. I can tell you look stressed, but...
Well, I was super...
Other than the stress.
This bull crap with the... And especially, yeah. We're going to talk to Brand here in a second about what a great day it was for an economy that no other president can claim. Yet today, 46, 47 of those a-holes in D.C. wanted to remove him from office. And I'm sorry. That is not putting the interests of the country first. It's 5:10. Brant will be with you real quick.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the king of clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Oh, 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 oh.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99, plus double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
News is brought to you by Weed Man Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. The governor also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. The city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony for a new football stadium. It'll be located at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. That stadium is scheduled for completion in August, just in time for football season. Two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church in downtown Montgomery. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. It's the oldest church building in the capital city. Both groups say the early conversations have been positive. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Potent storm system gives us the risk of severe weather, especially through the overnight hours tonight. Showers and thunderstorms, some of the storms possibly severe with damaging wind gusts. Can't rule out a tornado and also some locally excessive rainfall amounts in some of these heavier downpours. Breezy tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, more rain in the forecast with a high in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler behind the storm system on Friday. Keep our weather app handy. It's going to be your best friend during this storm situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
On this land, on this soil, the most incredible dreams come true.
You came along and everything started in to hum.
We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers.
Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Our brightest discoveries are not yet known.
Wait till you see that sunshine day.
The sun is still rising.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come.
Come the day you are mine.
And his reward for an incredible jobs report was to have an impeachment vote today. Unbelievable. Joining us now, if you want in on the best is yet to come, here's the guy you need to make an appointment to see, Mr. Right on the Money.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Appreciate your patience this afternoon. It's been a little bit crazy.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, I understand. What an unbelievable last 24 hours, huh? I mean, really, it's with the State of the Union speech last night, which was really phenomenal.
Yep.
Obviously, what can I add, you know, that hasn't been talked about so much? I mean, we all know about the Pelosi, and then, of course, you know, the acquittal in the Senate today, the Romney move and all of that kind of thing. At least it's behind us. And we had a nice market rally today.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, isn't this two straight days of 400 plus on the Dow? I mean, it's already back. Well, way over. It's up 1,000 points, I think, within the.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. You're exactly right. We set a new record today. You know, we had erased all of January's gains, and then these last couple of days, or really the last few days, we've gotten all those losses back and set a new record. And I think it's just a sort of a smorgasbord of things. I mean, you look at economic activity and the pace of the activity has been really strong. The ADP jobs numbers today were blistering hot.
Yeah.
But then even the prices paid index came down. That's attributable, I think, to crude. So you've got a real sort of Goldilocks type environment where you've got clear expansion that continues, that's undeniable. We now have both ISM numbers, the non-manufacturing, which is services, and then the manufacturing, both in expansion territory, both beating the consensus expectations. All the fear mongers have nowhere else to go. I mean, they really don't. I mean, the data is just too good, and so the market is paying attention to that. The State of the Union speech last night was unbelievably positive. You know, we touched on that. He talked about infrastructure. You know, we mentioned that. He got that in there. That was a big deal. Highlighted all of the good things they've done and that they want to continue. So I just think, and by the way, we got a report that, you know, they're supposedly now maybe a potential vaccine for this virus. So it's just a lot of positive news out there. And as a result, we see what happens. We go up almost 500 on the Dow.
I'm looking for a tweet that the Trump folks put out today that really, you know, going back to Pelosi's petulant little temper tantrum at the end last night, about what she really tore up were the people that were honored last night. And I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh. That was pretty touching. But the Tuskegee Airmen, the girl that was born at 21 weeks and other things. And the whole idea of he spoke about this country like our teachers talked about it when we were in school with an appreciation, mm-hmm. you know, not a resentment, not an anger and all the stuff. That's all they have to offer on the other side. And I
don't.
It's just amazing, just absolutely amazing. And then they want to run our health care, but let's take a second look at that Iowa caucus there, Chuck, and see how that went. We're still waiting for all the results to be in on that. It's just the contrast could not be more stark. I don't think it's ever been more stark in my lifetime than it is right now. And yet,
no, it absolutely is. It really is. I dare say this reminds me a lot of 84. You know, mm-hmm. when Reagan was running for his second term. And, of course, back then you still had some modicum of statesmanship, you know, people being able to negotiate across the aisle. But still, you had media and other folks that were trying to create this scenario where this election was going to be so close. And he won in a landslide. It was all over the economy. Today, the divisiveness is horrible. I think the American people hate it. They're sick of it. I think this impeachment thing is going to backfire.
Oh, they're ready to start again. Nadler's ready to go again.
Oh, I know. I know. Nadler wants to get.
And I'm going to be leading the first group that wants to go to D.C. and make our feelings known in person. They do this one more time. We have to go. We'd have to go and let them know this enough is enough. That's the only way.
No, I get it. I mean, but, you know, on the other hand, let them just sort of bury themselves. I don't know. I mean, all it's doing is getting worse and worse. The antics with the tearing up of the speech and the way that they have all the women, these liberal women dressed in the white dresses who wouldn't stand up over even the most decent type thing.
Yeah,
it was
appalling. There were things everybody should have applauded last night. Including the lowest unemployment rate ever for women and rising wages and capitalism succeeding where all these socialist programs fail. It's the tide that lifts all boats, and I don't think it's ever worked better than it's working right now at this moment. That's why he says all right. The best is yet to come. Great. Tax cuts 2.0, I'm ready. You know, bring it on.
So, no, exactly, and I really think now that we've got this impeachment thing behind us, let Nadler do what he wants to do. Let them scream, do whatever they want to do. It's just going to make it that much worse. Surely they've got to see this in polling data. I mean, the approval rating for Trump has just hit an all-time high.
Yeah, it's been going up through all of this.
It's unbelievable. I don't know what they're thinking. I can't even imagine unless they know or they're just convinced that it's a foregone conclusion they're going to lose, so they're just going to use any sort of antics or anything they've got to, but they're going to risk losing the House with this.
They should lose. If they don't lose the House, we got to fight for all of it. We got to give him a couple of years. See, last time, a lot of Republicans weren't too sure. That, you know, now I think he'll have, except for Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto, a name that I called him earlier that I won't repeat now, in front of ladies. Well, Rosie was here, but she wasn't paying attention. I think he's, you know, when he suggests let's try and accomplish X, Y, and Z, he will get far better support than he did the first 2 years when he had the majority, and they still stood him up on certain issues. It's amazing. 27 different.
No, it is.
No president's kept more promises faster than Donald Trump. Period. It's not
right.
Even close.
Well, yeah, and now that the impeachment thing's over, it's hammered down, and you know, it's a political year, and he's gonna be going all over the country telling this story and about this renaissance of America, and it's a powerful story. It's a very powerful story, and we continue to gain momentum. I don't see anything stopping him.
Well, here's the thing. For those of you listening and who listen to Brandt every day on this station, if you feel like you're on the outside looking in on this economy, it's time to get in. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call. That's how you get started. It's with a conversation about you, your goals and dreams. The best is yet to come. Well, part of that is on you for reaching out and talking to a great financial planner like Brandt and meet the people that he's got backing him up at McDonnell and Hagen. Looking out for your money. That way you won't have to feel like you're on the outside looking in. You don't walk in with a checkbook or a wad of money. It's about, let's get a game plan in place so we can show you how you can redirect money you're maybe spending on other stuff and put it towards a nest egg, kids' education, down payment on a house, or retirement. And all the available options for, you know, taxes and everything else. It's all there for you at 387-0094. 387-0094. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, thank you for your time and thank you for your patience.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Good day all the way around, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right, sir. We will look forward to it. In fact, I'm wondering if this corona thing hadn't happened, if the Dow would have hit 30. It's amazing. It has gained 1,000 points in a week. And it's not on anything fake, anything, a ship that has yet to come in. It's all real. Never seen anything like it. And I've been around a while, man. I remember the big news of the day when the Dow hit 2,000. And now it's, 15 times that.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't look like there's anything coming along that will stop it, not even coronavirus. 525, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company dedicated to restoring, as we saw examples of at the State of the Union last night, people who made the ultimate sacrifice or left part of their life behind on a battlefield across the sea, coming home and facing live that is going to be limited at some level or another, sometimes in the short term, sometimes it takes a long time to recover, and sometimes it's something they're going to have to deal with on a lifetime basis. Whatever the case, Gulf States Mobility steps into those situations and restores choices to whatever extent possible with the brilliant people, the talented people at their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. They even put people who were told, by a doctor, you'll never be able to drive again, now can, because they've made such great use of digital technologies that something as simple but re-empowering as getting control of your schedule back, not having to depend on other people to go to the store, to go to the doctor, to get your things done. People can now do that for themselves with the VIM vehicles, among other advances. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. They're phenomenal people. at 526.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic very congested. East South Boulevard from Baptist to the Troy Highway. I-65 and 85 got slowdowns on 65 northbound across the River Bridge all the way past the Northern Boulevard merge. On 85 northbound, slow traffic out of downtown from the merge to Ann Street. We've got a lot of congestion everywhere all over the city. Please be careful. Buckle up, lights on, and slow down in this rain this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, we've updated you on, first of all, president acquitted. Sad that there had to be a vote at all. Sadder yet that you have a dickweed like Mitt Romney. Well, they probably have something that'll kill that at Prattville Farm Center.
Oh.
You know, when dickweed grows wild, it's...
Man, you gotta hate, that's the worst kind.
By the way, according
to... sniffing your hair.
Polling just out today, the president has a much higher approval rating in Utah than Mitt, which rhymes with mittens. Yeah. Believe me, I have been somewhat explosive this afternoon, especially early on. And now I'm too tired to act.
And he's had a little tea.
Good tea.
A little tea.
I have a positive thing for you.
Okay.
Little one got signed up for soccer today.
Aww.
Yeah.
We'll have to come see a game.
I know. I can't wait to see 15 little kids chase after a ball.
You're going to be... Seth Spotlow, soccer mom.
Exactly. Yes. Man, you know it. I've taken her to some little girls' birthday parties and been the only dude there, and it's been so weird.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because, I mean, all these moms look at me like, who is that guy?
You know? Well, maybe some of those moms are hot and single.
Yeah, but most of the time they're drunk.
What?
Most of the time they're drunk.
At a kid's birthday party? Nobody should be drunk at a kid's birthday party.
I wasn't. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
You don't drink.
Exactly.
Gosh, and with all the other good news, I just received a dozen farm fresh eggs from Papa John.
Yay! Ooh,
those are the best ones.
Let's... Clint Jr.?
Yes.
Hey, Clint.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Was just curious. I didn't be able to catch it. I've been working today. How many Democrats expected?
Do we have
No Manchin Democrats.
No Democrats defected?
No.
Joe Manchin voted to convict?
Yes.
What a bastard.
Straight party. Straight party.
All right, thank you.
On what they showed me.
That's stunning. Please take a second look and see, because he said he was going to vote to acquit because he knows his ass is grass in West Virginia if he voted to convict. I want to see that. He's such a doofus-looking guy, you know? It's like, we all make fun of West Virginia. And let's face it, their dental hygiene could use some work.
I brush, and I was born there.
Well, Larry Stevens, I know a lot of people from West Virginia. But I'm pretty sure I read what I did, that he was going to vote to acquit. He wanted to censure the president. And all because of what? Because of something we've all heard 8,000 times. Biden bragging on extorting the firing of a prosecutor who was looking into his son who was making $1 million a year from a Ukrainian gas firm with absolutely no expertise or justification for being on that board other than being Joe Biden's kid. And nothing has happened with that. I wish that fat-ass attorney general who's done about as much as Jeff Sessions did on the job, when are we going to see some justice? Mr. Barr, Mr. Durham, everybody that calls this radio station, anybody that's listened to this station for 24 hours or more knows what happened. Everybody knows who Eric Chermela is. Everybody knows this impeachment was plotted before there was anything to impeach him for. When are we going to see charges of sedition brought up against the FBI and that whole cabal with Comey and everybody else? Fake FISA warrants. So far, not one person has been held accountable. Not one. But they put a guy who took a picture in a subway in prison for a year, while they're going to FISA courts with politically purchased documents to spy on a president. And he's the one on trial? That's what pisses us off. And that's why, Senator Sessions, you're going to have a hard time finding support here. Because we're all saying, where is the justice? And I haven't heard a good answer for that yet. Nothing. Nothing. And that's why you're having to buy ads and run for your seat, because we don't trust you right now. And I have yet to hear one acceptable putting out statements today about this whole farce, which is what it is. All right, that's accurate. But some of us are wondering how it got to this in the first place. And why almost any intelligent caller to a talk show in the last 5 years has known from the date, July 5th, 2016, when Comey went up there and ran down this incredible list of violations, but no reasonable person who would want to live would prosecute. Because so many others are pushing up daisies, mysteriously.
Joe Manchin voted yes on Article 1, yes on Article 2, and yes on witnesses. He did not vote no.
What a prick. He's done. He is done in West Virginia. I got to check my friend Don Server's column. I think he's going to be among those who will be a little bit stunned by that. He must not want to get reelected. Romney's political suicide. How about Joe Manchin's? What is wrong with these people? The Democrat leadership must have them scared crapless if they break ranks. In the meantime, let's see what Mitch McConnell has to do with Pierre Delecto. I'm getting pissed off again. It's 5:35.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we have an accident right at the bottom of the on-ramp to I-65 off the Northern Boulevard. The accident is right up against the guardrail on the right, but it's got traffic slowed down all the way back across the Alabama River Bridge on 65 northbound. We are seeing some slowdowns on 85 southbound up to the 65 merge. 85 northbound from the merge up to about Ann Street. Slow traffic there. East South Boulevard, very busy, as well as Northeast Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and Taylor Road this afternoon. Raining, buckle up, lights on, slow down, and definitely drive carefully. Bring your tax refund to Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can bring in for trade. That's Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. He lived a long and amazing life, but actor Kirk Douglas has passed away at 104?
103.
Yeah, there it is. From Hollywood's golden age, I think he's the last. Well, no, there is still one more surviving, actually pre-Kirk Douglas, and that's Olivia de Havilland.
Who's that? Come on, man. Help me out a little bit. Give me a little rope.
I'll talk to Junior after
that. Betty?
What?
Betty?
Betty White? Hey, she's up there.
Betty White's a TV actress. She's not a movie star.
Oh.
That's not to diminish Betty. God bless her. Played one of the funniest characters in the history of TV.
Lady from the Snickers commercial.
No.
Golden Girls. I'm kidding.
If you want to find a funny show that predates Golden Girls, watch Mary Tyler Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Especially the last few seasons when they got off the road of bullcrap and focused on the newsroom. And the character that Betty White played called Sue Ann Nivens. I've worked with Sue Ann Nivens at almost every radio station I've ever been at. A cunning bitch, but funny as hell. Funny as hell. So Kirk Douglas has passed at 103. Olivia de Havilland, I think, is either...
Oh, that's right.
That's what I'm thinking about, from Gone with the Wind. You ever hear that?
Yes, but I've never seen it.
We'll be right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. The governor also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. Two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church in downtown Montgomery. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. It's the oldest church building in the capital city. Both groups say the early conversations have been positive. The city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony for a new football stadium. It'll be located at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. That stadium is scheduled for completion in August just in time for football season. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Potent storm system gives us the risk of severe weather, especially through the overnight hours tonight. Showers and thunderstorms, some of the storms possibly severe with damaging wind gusts. Can't rule out a tornado and also some locally excessive rainfall amounts in some of these heavier downpours. Breezy tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, more rain in the forecast with a high in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler behind the storm system on Friday. Keep our weather app handy. It's going to be your best friend during this storm situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So I decide I'll go. You know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there. It's a guy's house. And you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, you know. That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, wow. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up, and I go to sleep, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. You know?
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days, anything goes.
Not a bad-looking guy? Yeah, sure, no, yeah.
No, I'm not a...
Traveling alone? Why
sure.
not?
Sure. And, of course, that's not, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know? I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course.
Yeah. So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take, like, a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney... He takes like a half hour to like get his word, and the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. So I like hearing old stories, you know. And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's hat. His word, yeah, hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score,
right?
The triple word, the red one,
right?
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have some relation to rabbit.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had a sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Woo!
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards the triple letter. And he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I got to say something here. And I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there. I don't know. You can't put boot there. And then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter, right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, what the hell is that? You know, and throwing it wrong. Can't use it.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Sometimes, and most of the time, actually, we use this segment to bring to your attention something that we found electrifying at one level or another. But truthfully, what you need to be aware of is the weather that's headed our way. I was just outside. Saw some flickering in the sky. This is tame compared to what Rich Thomas told us earlier today is expected. So let me use this electrifying moment to keep you weather aware. I am going to try and be in and start the morning show earlier tomorrow because the latest time frame for the worst of this is 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right in the dead of night. So make sure you got a plan. You got your the Rich Thomas weather app because you'll get alerts as they are issued. And, as Rich mentioned, the potential for really heavy rain in some areas, maybe 5 or more inches. So this is going to be more than just a little garden variety midwinter storm coming through. The potential for severe weather is there and for flooding. And again, we will be here morning with live coverage, and I'm hoping, I can't confirm it yet, but I'm hoping they'll let me at least do breaks during coast to coast. That part of it's a replay from earlier, right?
What part?
The coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
Isn't that like a rerun of the first?
I think so.
Yeah. I will absolutely hold back and not play funny sound effects during the...
I appreciate it, man.
Well, you know,
I like it. It's good.
Some people think
it's funny. I was listening. They were talking about explosions, and all of a sudden you hear explosions in the background. I was like, oh, man, George got it going on. And I was like, I hear what you're doing there.
In the meantime, you never have to think twice about who to call for anything electric, whether it's service, repair, installation, or problem solving. We bought our house, and we noticed after we had it for a while that the security lighting at the very front never came on. So we were trying different switches to see if maybe it was shut off internally somewhere. So we called Mr. Electric with other things that we needed done. We needed an outdoor outlet relocated from a really stupid place from the previous owner to a much more logical place. And several other, in fact, we had them install a Ring doorbell system and they put in other security lighting for us. But the reason the lights that we couldn't figure out didn't work, there was no wire in the pipes leading to the lights.
That'll do it.
That will absolutely 100% of the time cause those lights not to work when there's no electricity going to the bulbs.
Guaranteed.
Pammy, look, it looks like it works.
Well, they work now because Mr. Electric took care of that. Upfront pricing and everything, and when they set up an appointment, it's at your convenience, not theirs. So they do everything possible to make your experience one that will want you to recommend them to friends and certainly use them the next time you need service. Master Certified Electricians only at Mr. Electric, 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
Hi, Rich Thomas for Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99, plus double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another update. I-65 northbound right at the bottom of the on-ramp from the Northern Boulevard. Have an accident right there. It's all up against the very right side guardrail. Traffic's moving fine past it, but just be advised that it's there. Also, I-85 north and southbound out of downtown. We got a lot of congestion there as well as on the boulevard. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, still a lot of congestion there. It is very busy everywhere. Please be careful. One little mistake can cause a whole lot of people heartburn on an afternoon like this with the rain falling down. Please buckle up and drive carefully. If you're in a wreck, wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then. But he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
All right, a little chit-chat in our final couple of minutes here this afternoon. You want to talk about an astonishing lack of self-awareness. Hillary Clinton this afternoon tweeting out, as the president's impeachment trial began, Republican senators pledged an oath to defend the Constitution. Today, 52 of them voted to betray that oath. Lady, if I could drop an F-bomb on you on the air right now, I would. You were the one, you, Hillary, everybody seems to forget, you paid foreign nationals the Steele dossier, come up with a completely bogus story that was used to spy on the president. He has the audacity to look out for the, to make sure that our money going to Ukraine is not being spent to fund the next 10 generations of Bidens, which is his obligation in defending the Constitution and us to make sure our money isn't pissed away like you would. And you have the gall, this woman who... What was the term Comey used? He read like 100 things. Private servers, misuse of classified email, and 1,000 other things. But no reasonable person would seek to prosecute somebody on this. I got to tell you, the lady's got bigger balls than any elephant that walks the face of the earth, and they're not bills. It's just amazing. And that's what grates me about this whole process. Even if there was a error in form with Trump, he released the transcript the day it came up. Like, okay, what's the problem? It has nothing to do with that. It is their intention to undo that election result and have it their way. And it didn't work today. The right verdict was rendered. And there's a few people that we need to take care of in November. Too bad Mitt Romney is not up for election. What a piece of crap he is. And I'm still, maybe more than anybody else, that Joe Manchin of West Virginia, he's a Democrat, but it's a,